You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, where we are looking to God. Amen. We are reorienting ourselves to Christ Jesus, orienting ourselves to God. And in this hour, in this moment, just for this now, let us reset our focus on God. Let us turn our attention to Him. And if we already had our attention on Him, then it's an honor to join you. Amen. And setting our attention on God, setting our posture in that of seeking Him. Amen. And I want to read scripture. I want to start us off, thank you, Lord, with a psalm. Thank you, hallelujah. As we enter into His presence, entering in a humble fashion, amen, entering into His presence in a repentive fashion, amen. In Psalm 51, it says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to Thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of Thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against Thee, Thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in Thy sight, that Thou mightest be justified when Thou speakest, and be clear when Thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, Thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which Thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide Thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from Thy presence, and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, and uphold me with Thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors Thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto Thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, Thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of Thy righteousness. O Lord, open Thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth Thy praise. For Thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, Thou wilt not despise. Do good in Thy pleasure unto Zion. Build Thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt Thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon Thy altar." In 1 John, hallelujah, because I know sometimes when we are in that place of repenting and seeking forgiveness, there's an assurance that God hears us in that place and forgives us of all of our sins. In 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And it is God who cleanses us. It is God who perfects us. It is God, hallelujah, who washes us. Amen. And God who does the inward work. God does the inward work. And even if we think that we're doing it, it's His grace that's doing it. And so, God, we just humble ourselves before You right now, Lord, seeking You. We need You, Holy Spirit. We need You, Abba, Father. We need You, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We are thirsty for You. We are hungry for You, O God. Our souls thirst for You. Resha tarabasanda. Lord God, we exalt You right now. We magnify You right now. We declare that You are our source of help. You are our source, Lord God, of renewal. You are our source of restoration. You are our source of healing. You are our source of provision. You are our source, O God. We thank You for Your resurrecting power even right now at work in our lives. We declare that You are King of Kings and You are Lord of Lords, O God. And You are Alpha and Omega and You are the great I Am. And here we are, O God, to serve You, to worship You, to praise You, to bless You, O God. And I thank You and we thank You that as we are blessing You right now, You are blessing us. And as we are setting our minds on You right now, Your mind is on us. You have thoughts and plans that include us. So, God, we just say thank You. We thank You for those thoughts and plans, oh God. Thoughts of life. Thoughts of health. Thoughts of respite. Thoughts of health and healthy relationships. Thoughts of prosperity. Ah, Shandarabosia! Thoughts of increasing us. Materially and immaterially, increasing us in joy, thoughts of increasing our peace. We thank You, Holy Spirit, for the washing that You're doing to each and every single one of us. Hallelujah, right now. We thank You, Lord God, for the thoughts that You have to lift us out of that tight place, out of that grave place, out of that lacking place, out of that empty place, out of that stressful place. Oh God, out of that insecure place, out of that fearful place. God, we say thank You right now for the thoughts and the plans that You have for us, the thoughts and the plans that You have concerning hallelujah, our family, the thoughts and plans that You have concerning our business, the thoughts and plans that You have concerning our relationships, the thoughts and plans that You have concerning the desires that You are putting on our heart and the desires that You're giving to us, the thoughts and plans that You have, hallelujah, concerning the prayer requests and the petitions and the supplications that we have been making. We thank You right now, oh God, for the thoughts and plans that You have for us concerning that health issue. We thank You, oh God, for the thoughts and plans that You have for us concerning, hallelujah, the things that we've been waiting for, oh God. And we thank You for the thoughts and the plans that You have for us in those places where we are feeling like we want to give up, where we feel like it's not happening and it's not working. We thank You, oh God. God for the thoughts and plans that you have for us. Hallelujah. For good things. Scripture says in the Psalms, taste and see. Hallelujah. That the Lord is good. Taste and see. I thank you for those thoughts and plans that you have for us in so that we may taste and see. Somebody say, I'm tasting and seeing the goodness of God in the land of the living. I'm tasting and seeing God move on my behalf. I'm tasting and seeing, hallelujah, God's grace in blessing me to let go of what he is telling me to let go of and to cleave to that which he's telling me to cleave to. I'm tasting and seeing a turnaround. We are tasting and seeing. You are tasting and seeing. In that place of expectation, we thank you, O God, for the tasting and seeing of new employment, O God. And thank you, Father, for the tasting and seeing of the good news of your hired, and the good news of congratulations, and the good news of an offer, and the good news of the signing of contracts, and the good news of the good health report, and the good news of the procedure worked and was a success, and the good news family members and friends and loved ones coming to Christ Jesus and being saved, and the good news yes, Lord, the good news, hallelujah, of the captive being set free, the good news of deliverance, the good news. We thank you, O God, for the good news. We thank you for the good news today. We come to say thank you for the good news. And I can almost hear someone saying, I don't have any good news. I didn't receive no good news. But we're standing in expectation. I believe it's the Holy Spirit speaking to some of us, one of us, maybe all of us, that good news is coming. Hallelujah, to your tent. Good news is coming to your address. If you are hearing this, may it be the Holy Spirit and not me. Good news is coming in ways that we can't even ask, think, or imagine. God, we thank you for the good news, even the good news of how you are detaching us from things and people that are draining us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the fresh anointing, the good news of a fresh anointing. We thank you for the good news that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They shall run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. We thank you, O God, for the good news. Listen, I want to turn to Luke chapter 4 because it's the good news. And hear the good news. Look, Jesus in the temple on the Sabbath day, in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, in Luke chapter 4, verse 16. I'm going to start rather. Hold on, let me see. What do I want to start? Let me see. We'll start at Luke 4 and 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. So this is after he was in the wilderness. And overcame the temptations of the devil while having fasted 40 days and was in his body, probably depleted, right? And weakened, but spiritually strengthened. Even in that place, scripture speaks about how the angels came to minister to him in that place. We thank you for the ministering angels, Lord God. I dispatch the ministering angels to each and every single one under the sound of my voice to minister to us, to speak to us concerning the things and the situations that our heart is on and our mind is on, and even the people. Minister to us and strengthen us and give us your spirit. We need your spirit. We need a spirit of joy and a spirit of peace. We need the spirit of the Lord. So verse 14, it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, in the power of the Spirit. May we do everything, anything, the smallest of thing, in the power of the Spirit. May we function in the power of the Spirit and not in our own power or in our own strength or in our own spirit. Holy Spirit, we need you. May I function, may we all function in the power of the Spirit of the Lord. Let the Spirit of the Lord lead us. Let the Spirit of the Lord guide us. Let the Spirit of the Lord dictate to us. Let the Spirit of the Lord influence us. Let the Spirit of the Lord color our vision. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of the Lord. We need the Spirit of the Lord. We need you, Holy Spirit. I need you, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, I need you, Holy Spirit. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. I think we even see, can I just stop there real fast? Because we see Jesus seeking, a constant seeking of God. And I'm reminded even right now of Matthew 6:33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I thank you. Our Thursday 5 o'clock hour of prayer is a seeking of God. A setting of a practice that I'm seeking consistently. We are seeking persistently. We are seeking relentlessly. And I pray that it's every day that we are seeking first the kingdom of God. A seeking you first, O God, and not even, thank you, Holy Spirit, seeking you first and not a way to get myself out of this situation. A seeking you first and not a way to advance myself. And seeking you first and not a way to make sure that I get what I want or this is remedied or rectified. But first, I seek you. First, I acknowledge you. May we have a seek ye first attitude in this season. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So he stood up for to read, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord. There it goes again. The Spirit of the Lord. We need the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. We thank you, O God, for the good news that's coming to our ears even right now. The good news of healing the brokenhearted. Ay, shande beandaraya, of healing in that place of letdown. Of healing in that place of rejection. Of healing in that place of disappointment. What are our heart issues today? Heal the heart issues, O God. The heart issues of abandonment. The heart issues, hallelujah, of resatarabashiki andarabasaya, betrayal. The heart issues, hallelujah, that come from deception and lies. Oh God, we thank you for healing the brokenhearted, healing the heart issues as a result of the cheating, healing the heart issues. Thank you for healing the brokenhearted on this day and in this month. Hallelujah. We thank you for the preaching of deliverance to the captives, the good news of deliverance, oh God. Deliverance, hallelujah, from strongholds. Deliverance from addictions. Deliverance from the past. Deliverance from words of lies. Hallelujah. That doesn't match with your truth in Scripture. Deliverance from fear. Deliverance from anxiety. Deliverance from worry. Deliverance from depression. Thank you, oh God, for deliverance, hallelujah, from addictions. Did I say that already? Well, the Holy Spirit is saying it again. Deliverance. We thank you, hallelujah, oh God, for the good news of recovery of sight to the blind, oh God. In what areas? And listen, I believe in God's miracle signs and wonders that he can heal the physically blind. I thank you for also healing the emotionally blind, for healing the financially blind. Oh, yes, Lord. For healing, hallelujah, the relationally blind. I thank you, oh God, for giving us sight in those places where we have been hopeless, in those places, hallelujah, where it's been dark. Thank you, O God, for giving us vision, causing us to see. Thank you, O God, for causing us to see the truth of people that's in our inner circle. Thank you for causing us to see, hallelujah, who is for us and who is really against us. Thank you, oh God, for causing us to see that which is good and that which versus that which is God. Hallelujah, and that which is no bueno. Thank you, oh God, for causing us to see and have perspective, oh God. Thank you for causing us to see you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, thank you. Thank you for casting vision, that we have vision concerning our business and vision concerning those dreams. Habakkuk 2 tells us to write the vision down and make it plain that we may run with it. Hallelujah. Thank you for vision. Thank you, oh God, and when you give us the vision, let us hold tight to it, because we may not see any evidence of it happening in the natural, but let us hold on to the vision. Hallelujah! Oh God, thank you for vision. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for liberty. Hallelujah to those of us who are bruised. Yes, Lord, those of us who are oppressed, those of us who are bound, those of us who are struggling. Thank you, oh God, for liberty in those places, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, right now. I'm reminded of scripture that says that who the Son sets free is free indeed. I thank you, oh God, for setting us free from the shackles of things that have happened in as a result of life things. Thank you for setting us free from the mind cuffs, from the handcuffs. Thank you for setting us free, O God, and even giving us power to get wealth, O God. And thank you, O God, for a wisdom in the getting of wealth and a boldness in stepping out on faith, O God. I speak a spirit of boldness over us with wisdom, that we step out on faith as you are leading and guiding us. We thank you for favor in this day, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for comforting, Holy Spirit, for comforting those who are crying, O God, crying even in their hearts that is not noticeable to the naked eye. But even right now, what God puts on my spirit is so many people are walking around crying inwardly. And hurting inwardly, silently, and no one even knows. We thank you, O God, for even giving us a discernment and a understanding to recognize. And thank you for teaching us how to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength, that then we are able to and learn even better how to love our neighbor as ourself, O God, that we can be the difference in someone's life. I thank you, O God, for causing us to see people who feel they go unnoticed. I thank you, O God, that you are blessing. You have your hand on those who are underestimated, O God. Hallelujah. And overlooked, O God. We thank you that you're considering the little. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for how you're considering those in the little positions, in the little roles, oh God, and that can seemingly easy to be stepped on. We thank you for considering those of us in those little small places, oh God, and raising us up, oh God. We thank you for how you are exalting the humble, oh God, and humbling the proud, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for getting us aligned with you today. Oh God, you are the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. You are the God with you. All things are possible. We see it in Jesus' ministry. Hallelujah. As he cries out, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven. We thank you, O God, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand now in our life. Hallelujah. In our situations, that nothing is impossible and that thing is not too hard for God. And I hear the Holy Spirit even encouraging one of us, two of us, three of us, four of us, all of us, that in that thing that seems too hard for you, the thing that seems impossible, that can never, that seeming like that won't happen or it won't work. I thank you, O God, that is a meeting place with you, that is an invitation, that really what you did is give us a front row seat to seeing your power, to seeing your miracles, to seeing your wonders, to seeing your sciences, to experiencing the power of your word, that when you speak a thing, hallelujah, it'll break up all the foul ground, the dead ground, the dormant ground. Hallelujah, the hurting ground. It breaks it up and your light to come shining forth, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Even right now, I feel a Holy Spirit. I feel a Holy Spirit. Ooh. We thank you, oh God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Who needs peace right now? Who needs joy right now? The scripture says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, Shandarebasanda, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for joy. We thank you, O God, for the fruit of the Spirit, O God. Galatians in chapter 5, starting at verse 22. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It speaks about the fruit of the Spirit. We need the fruit of the Spirit. Let the fruit, hallelujah, of the Spirit overwhelm us and overtake us. The fruit of love and the fruit of joy, the fruit of peace, the fruit of long-suffering. Teach us, oh God, how to be of long-suffering like you are long-suffering, and how you are so patient with us in such a timeless fashion, an eternal fashion. Teach us, Lord God, how to be long-suffering and even standing in the gap, O God, for those who are weakened in their faith, hallelujah, and burdened, hallelujah. Teach us how to be more gracious. Teach us how to be more merciful. Teach us, hallelujah, how to be more gentle. Ashande arabasando. Teach us how to function in more goodness than bitterness. Ah! The Holy Spirit said it. The Holy Spirit said it. Teach us how to function in more goodness than jealousy. Ah! The Holy Spirit said it. The Holy Spirit said it. Teach us how to function in more goodness than holding accounts of wrongdoing. Ah! The Holy Spirit said it. The Holy Spirit said it. Teach us how to function in more goodness than unforgiveness. Ah! The Holy Spirit said it. The Holy Spirit said it. Ayah Rabba Shanda. Teach us, O God, how to function in more goodness and versus sourness. Ah! Deliver us from that sour attitude, O God. Ah! The Holy Spirit said it. The Holy Spirit said it. The Holy Spirit said it. Teach us, O God. Teach us, O God, what does it mean? What does it even mean? What does it even look like? What does it even smell like? What do we even taste like when we have the fruit of the Spirit? Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Teach us, hallelujah, to function in more goodness than ugliness. Teach us, oh God, how to function in more goodness than the Holy Spirit said it. Gossipness. Shatabos. Teach us, oh God. Teach us, hallelujah. Let us function in the goodness. Let us function in the goodness. Let us function in the goodness, oh God, and not the comparisonness. I made that word up. I did. I did. The Holy Spirit didn't do that. I did. Or did the Holy Spirit give it to me like that? Teach us, Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Thank you, Lord. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rebasanda. Thank you, Jesus. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for faith. 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 Ooh, hallelujah. Hebrews 11. Can we read it? Can we read it? Let's read it. Faith. Somebody say faith. Scripture says in, the Bible says in a couple of different places about faith that the righteous, we walk by faith and not by sight. We live by faith. Holy Spirit, thank you. You are welcome here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith, I'm going to skip to verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Rebasanda. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Come on, you guys. Faith! By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. May that be our testimony. May our testimony. Come on, somebody. A lot of times, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. A lot of times when we give a testimony, which is beautiful to have a testimony of how God, of how we were in a place of sickness and God healed, of how we were in a place of being jobless and God blessed us with a job, of how God breathed his breath of life on our business, or gave us an idea took that little place and multiplied it and brought us into a multi-million dollar status. God, how God saved and rescued and redeemed and delivered, and those are amazing. Don't get me wrong. Those are amazing testimonies. Ooh, Shandarabasiya. I just heard the Holy Spirit say, your testimony is almost ready. And then I heard like a ding in the microwave, which means, you know, the microwave is faster. It gets stuff done faster than it on the stove or in the oven. It's something good is happening in a fast way, in a sudden way. But what about having a testimony that has nothing to do with me, but everything to do with God, that I'm pleasing God? And the thing that it has to do with me is how I am in a place of directing myself to God. Directing my heart to, I want to please you. And I believe that as we are focused on pleasing God, God's focused on pleasing us. As we are focused on, thank you, Holy Spirit, and I'm about to read the next couple of verses, but as we are focused on being a place of sacrifice and creating space for him, guess what he is doing? Guess what he's doing? Filling those spaces up to the point of overflow. I am even reminded how scripture says, we give and he will give a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Thank you. Remember, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. All the things that we can't even ask, think, or imagine. All the things that my eyes haven't seen, ear haven't heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. All things. All kind of things. Verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We started with the seeking. Seek, 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 being the operative word in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added. Now look, that he is a rewarder. First of all, when I'm functioning in faith, walking in faith, talking in faith, thinking in faith, occupied with faith, overwhelmed in faith, even to the point, listen, as we just keep diving in that place of faith, we will look crazy to those who are viewing us to the naked eye. It will sound crazy to those who are hearing it with a naked ear, with a carnal ear. That you have to be in the spirit to be able to discern and get, okay, I see what you're doing. Okay, I see God. Otherwise, so let's not look for everyone to affirm and confirm around us. Mm-hmm. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I believe our showing up, the showing up here on Friday, on what's today, y'all? What's today? Thursdays at 5 o'clock. The showing up, the keep showing up, the keep showing up, the keep knocking, the keep asking, the keep praying, the keep, the persisting, the keep seeking. Something happens, y'all. Something happens, and what happens is God. Something happens, y'all, and what happens is his power. And something happens, y'all, and what happens is him judging on our behalf. And something happens, y'all, and something happens, and what happens is us is him giving us favor with people that we don't even know. And something happens, y'all, and something happens, and it's him promoting us and pushing us in our name, hallelujah, into places and lands that we haven't even traveled and set our natural feet into. And something happens, y'all, and something happens, and something happens in our seeking, in our keeping of seeking. Say, I'm a keeping of seeking. And something happens. And something happens that we meet the Jehovah Jireh. Ah, I'm reminded of Abraham. Something happened in his faith is obediently responding to God. And something happened, y'all. And something happened. And what happened is, hallelujah, on that mountain, amen, hallelujah, with him, with Abraham and Isaac, his son, and that knife as he's about to sacrifice his only begotten son, as God sacrificed his only begotten son, that something happened. And what happened was the miracle of the ram being caught in the bush. Amen. Hallelujah. Is the provision happened, that the Lord shall provide. And Abraham didn't know the Lord shall provide until he was in the obedient place of faith, until he followed and responded to the instruction and was in the seeking of. It's like my faith is not even about that thing now. It's about me seeking. And is this another place I can meet you? Then yes, I'm going. Then yes, I'm going to show up. Say yes. All you got to do is say yes. Say yes. I'm not going to stop believing. I'm not going to stop. I don't care how long it's been. If anything, this message is just even in the simpleness of say yes. Say yes. Hallelujah. All you got to do is say yes. Okay. Say yes. Thank you, Lord. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's be even more diligent. Let's be even more disciplined. Let's be even more sold out. Let's be even more determined. Let's be even more steadfast. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence. I thank you for each and every single person, Lord God, that you drew to this time of prayer. Bless them, O God, beyond what they can even conceive. Thank you for your miracle signs and wonders breaking out in their life in a mighty way. That just continues to draw us even closer to you. I thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you for the renewed mind. Thank you for the transformation. Thank you, Lord God, for finding that which is lost in them who are lost. Thank you, O God, for salvation. Thank you, O God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your love. And thank you for your peace. Your peace which surpasses all understanding. Thank you for your joy. We thank you. I just am hearing beauty for ashes, a oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for heaviness. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, I'll see you back next week. Same time, same place. Hallelujah. Same people with more people. Amen. Why? Because we come in to get Jesus. We need more Jesus. More Jesus. More. We need you more. And so, God, we thank you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha Yaer Adonai Pnavalacha Viko Neka Yisa Adonai Pnavalacha Veyasim Laka Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.